One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Like. It's the Bro Show. It's Lucas and Jacob.
Hi, bros.
Bros, sit down, have a drink. I'm going to give you a massage and just sit down and chill. Do you want wings? Do you want a burger? Do you want a chicken sandwich? Oh, it looks like you want a chicken sandwich. You want extra mayo? Okay. Do you want me to squirt the mayo from my tits? Okay. I was so into that.
When you said the massage thing, I was like, what is going on? But then I realized you're in character. If you're listening to the audio version, we are in Halloween costume, full blown. Like, they are intricate outfits, costumes.
Yeah.
Jacob is a Hooters waitress. I don't think Hooters waitresses offer massages.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you were like a regular at Hooters, then maybe like Crystal. It wouldn't even be for the job. It'd be like, you know what I mean? Like, even if you were a regular at Applebee's, I feel like one of the waitresses or waiters might give you a massage if like you guys just have that connection.
Well, I'm not the typical Hooters waitress. I'm a Korea Hooters waitress. My only passion in life is being a waitress at Hooters. So that's why I'm taking that extra step, because I really want to just show my gratitude to other customers.
But what I just don't, I don't want to be a hater, but it's just a little bit scary because it seems like Hooters, being a Hooters waitress in the forefront of the restaurant, like it kind of is age related. Like, I've never seen a like 60-year-old Hooters waitress, but are you going to try to change the ageism as you grow older, or are you just going to keep getting surgeries? What's the plan?
Well, I'm a Korea Hooters waitress for this moment. But what I mean by that
for
is,
this moment, know, so you are in a career
no,
waitress.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But let me continue.
Okay, sorry. Okay,
so maybe I should change it to I'm a Korea. What would you label a Hooters waitress? Like a sensual waitress? I don't know what you label it, but that's what my career is.
Oh, sensual waitress?
Because you know how Hooters, let's be honest, like the whole thing is like, okay, you're going to meet, like you won't see their boobs, but they're going to be flaunted or whatever. So that's my career. It's like when Hooters won't hire me, I'll move on to the next thing, you know? But my career is always going to be doing a waitressing job or a waiter job. Well, I guess right now on my identification card, it says I'm male, so I'm a waiter, I guess, actually. But on my waiter... That's my career, though. It's like being a sensual waiter.
Okay.
But yeah, so that I guess actually, I misspoke.
That would actually, if somebody actually was a career, they wanted to be a career waitress at Hooters and they had your mindset, of your costume, like that would be good because then they could start a new business. Gilf Hooters. Grandma. Like they could just keep it going. Like there's a market for every single demographic of Hooters waitress. Like there's the regular Hooters and there could be MILFs, GILFs, just the whole gamut.
Yeah. Like that could be a career path for me. But then also like, I feel like you could even work at, let's just say Granite City. That's like an Applebee's type place, but fancier.
Oh, yeah.
And just kind of bring more of a lore to you. Like basically, yeah, my career, I guess you could even say is being a waiter, but I'm kind of a star. Like, you know that interview where Lady Gaga said like, oh, like even before I was famous, when I walked the streets, everyone knew I was a star. Like that's what my waitressing vibe is. Like people know I'm like a star, so they want to like tip me more and stuff.
I get money. I'm a star. Star. Doesn't she actually say it that many times, Megan Thee Stallion?
I think so. That's what's so weird, though, is that
when you do it a cappella, it seems like it's going on too long.
Yeah, but when you listen to the song, it's like, okay. But I have that while listening to that song. Like, this is like a lot of repeating.
Oh, yeah, but it just works.
Yeah.
I mean, once you do the song, body, yaddy, 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 body, yaddy, 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 and that's a hit. I feel like you go to the studio and your whole vibe is, okay, let's just repeat it. Let's just repeat it because that's what the fans love. And the thing is, we do.
I remember like when I first listened to Body by Megan Thee Stallion, I watched the music video and I actually remember having like I think I was like kind of like busting out laughing and I had a smile on my face. Because the song was like, oh, the song's good. Like, I'm not saying it's bad, but it was just, the reason why I was laughing was because I was like, this is funny. Like, I've never seen someone like do a song like body yada yada. Like, I just never seen that. So I was like, I think it's cool, but it's also so funny.
I know. I thought the same thing when I heard that song. I'm not even going to lie. I've been wrong many times in my life, and this was one of them. I thought, okay, this is the end of her. Because I was like, this is too far. You know what I mean? I was like, this is not going to be a hit. Because I was same with me. I just burst out laughing when I clicked on it on Apple Music. And I just heard her repeat Audi that many times. I was like, okay, she had a good run. Next. But then like, and now I love it. But to be completely honest, I thought the same thing when I heard Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. Remember, I was watching the music video when it came out on a Thursday night. And I was like, she had a good run. No one's going to believe that she's a rapper. I was like, this is too far. But then once everyone else likes it, I join, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying, for sure I've had situations like that. Like, it's kind of funny when like you actually are like, yeah, I don't really like get it. But then you look at it and like everyone else gets it.
And then I assume nobody else will get it. Like when I saw Seven Rings and she was bent over saying like, these racks stack up, lack my ass. I was like, this is going to be... People are going to rip her to shreds. Like, she thinks she's a rapper, but then now I'm a rap Ariana stan, and I think she needs to go back to rap.
Oh, yeah. I remember I, like, liked it immediately because I was just thinking, like, oh, it's just cool how she's doing, like, a character. Like,
yeah.
Because was it the music video? She was in like a trap house. It was like, okay, you're not like selling crack.
That was back when like she had a whole different persona to even an interview. Even she brought it even to interviews. But also, if just so you guys know, if you aren't listening,
oh,
you're
yeah,
not watching
talk
the video.
About your costume.
If you're not watching the video, I'm gonna bring it on Toro's outfit. RCH is, I guess, the. Their letters for their high school in that movie. Go Toros.
Where is that located in the movie? Do you know?
California. Somewhere. It's just Cali. Cali.
I wonder if it's the Bay Area or like Southern California. Because the Bay Area is defined like San Francisco, right? Like that area.
Yeah, I don't really know, like, to be honest. But speaking of songs that you think aren't good at first, like I think that's a comp... I think if you listen to a song and you don't like it at first, that's a sign it's a really good song if you end up liking it.
For sure.
Because Seven Rings, Body, as we've both mentioned, I didn't like those first listen. Now I love them. Same with Bad Romance. Remember, I listened to Bad Romance. I listened to the leaked version, jumping on a trampoline as like a 13-year-old or whatever, however old I was. And I remember thinking, ugh. I just like, I wanted to like it so much, but I couldn't. But then that's like one of the best songs of all time, in my opinion.
Oh, that's so good. So where did you figure out it was leaked? Like MySpace or like, and someone send you like a link on like one of those messaging
apps? I think it was like Perez Hilton or something. Like that where just fully leaked.
Was it actually a good leak or a shitty leak?
I think it was a little bit low quality, but like it pretty much was good. And that also happened with Lady Gaga's new song, Disease. Like now I love it. It's Monday recording this. It came out Friday. And the first listen, I was just like, ugh. But then I realized I was like, that's exactly what happened with Bad Romance. And now I like it.
You love it. Yeah. Like with the, so with like Disease, the new song, like the cover out, I immediately knew like, I'm obviously going to force myself to like it because I love how the cover out is whole getting run over. Like, I love the idea of like, just like, horrible things and stuff. I'm joking.
You love the idea of horrible things.
I'm just joking. But, you know, I just like, it's kind of like, oh, like she's getting run over. That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah,
but,
for sure.
Yeah, like, I've listened to it a few times, but I haven't fully like decided what I think of it.
Oh, I listened to it in the car today and I was like, oh, wait, this is like so good. Once the bridge goes on in the last chorus, and it's actually like Bad Romance. You know, Bad Romance, she does, this one she's doing that, like it's the same type of vibe. Like her just singing, like that's my favorite type of song where like you don't even know what it's about. Like I obviously know what the song's about, but I like when they just sing like,
it's about someone like having cancer and she cures them, right?
Is it really?
I'm just joking, but it's saying I'm going to kill your disease.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I just love this new era of Lady Gaga. Like, it's so Gabby Hanna vibes. Like, from the Joker to this single, she is in her, like, Gabby Hanna bag.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, yesterday, we were talking about this, and if Lady Gaga released Monster by Gabby Hanna in this new era, it would fit. Like, and no one would think anything. You know what I mean? And they'd be like, this is a banger. Like, yeah. She's actually fully there.
No, yeah, they do, like, encapsulate the same energy.
I know, like, you know how, like, didn't we talk about one time how maybe there's only, like, five people, and then those five people are copy and pasted? Lady Gaga and Gabby Hanna are of the same ilk.
Are they the same astrology sign?
We need to look into their birth charts, because I'm not kidding. They are sisters. And I feel like they could never meet, because it'd be too much. Like, I feel like you aren't supposed to meet, even though I only said there's only five people that are copy and pasted, I feel like you aren't supposed to become too close to your copy and paste.
I feel like, what if this happens? Like, you know how Lady Gaga did those albums with Tony Bennett? Like, maybe Lady Gaga and Gabby Hanna would do, like, a few collab albums.
That would actually be great. I could see Gabby Hanna, like, when this album comes out, she'll be one of the co-writers on one of the songs. But happy Halloween!
The devil's day.
The day of the dead.
Halloween is just, I'm just pitching these movies. I'm just pitching it in this colorful, fun sense. Hallow's Eve.
I know, we're trying to be like hot girls with our outfits, but we should have hired a makeup artist locally. Like went to the mall and just asked around, like anyone know how to do special effects makeup? And we should have done a terrifying gore costumes. Maybe next week. I mean, we could always
just
let
do it
Halloween.
For free at Ulta and Sephora.
Oh, that's true. If we went into Sephora and said, hey, like if we tip you $5 each, will you do like full on, like to spend 5 hours of your workday doing special effects makeup on us?
I feel like you just have to like keep the conversation really good and they'd be down.
And that's true. Pretend you have all this drama in your life. My sugar daddy did this. Oh my gosh, I'm cheating on my wife. And then they'll be so intrigued, they'll keep applying the makeup.
We could plan it so intricately that both of us text each other. So you change my number in your phone to Sugar Daddy. And then you say, oh, so like, let's just say Amanda's working on your hair. You say, oh my gosh, Amanda, he's texting right now. And then you'd open the text button and it'd be me saying, okay, I'm going to wire you $50,000. Do you want to come with me private jet to the Bahamas? And then I feel like Amanda would be like so enthralled and like whether or not she's technically allowed to do this makeup for free for 5 hours. She's going to want to keep hearing, like, are you going to go to the Bahamas private jetted with him? Like, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Next week? Yeah. What to get on that? Another new song that hit the airwaves was by TikTok's icon, Addison Rae, Aquamarine, which I was very excited about just because of the name. So if you announce a song with a name like Aquamarine, no matter what it sounds like, I'm going to like it because I'm like, this is a mermaid song. It's about the Emma Roberts JoJo mermaid movie. She doesn't even mention being a mermaid in it, though, right?
I'm picturing more of the H2O Nickelodeon series. Remember that show? I remember actually liking that.
I swear I tried to watch that show multiple times and I couldn't get into it.
It was one of those shows where, like, maybe I kind of exaggerated I liked it, but I remember it was on and, like, I remember, like, watching it.
Was it? Like, it was Australian.
But it aired on, it didn't air on Nickelodeon, it aired on Teen Nick, right?
Yeah, like it was more like teen vibes.
And they probably were like dating people, which yeah, is kind
of... more mature.
Yeah.
More of a mature show.
So but, yeah, I was pitching H2O.
Yeah, but she doesn't even mention being a mermaid in the song, does she? In the music video, she never once wears a mermaid tail.
Oh, yeah. Like she kind of, wait, I think she does wear that one outfit that's kind of mermaidy, where it's like those clams for...
I thought it was so funny watching the music video because it goes back to our podcast last week where we said we, for some reason, while we were at the day club watching Marshmallow DJ, we thought we were smokers for that one period of time. The whole music video is her thinking smoking is so cool.
Oh my God.
Like it's her smoking, other people smoking. One time she's smoking two cigarettes at once. And the whole vibe is just the middle schooler finds a pack of cigarettes and does a MySpace photo shoot. I just love it. I feel like since nobody smokes anymore, I'm just going to say nobody smokes. Like you might be listening and say, I smoke cigarettes. I still think literally nobody smokes. Nobody smokes cigarettes anymore. So I think everybody just thinks it's kind of iconic to do it in music videos because it's like a going back to the 1920s, you know?
Yeah, I feel like when these music videos and stuff and photo shoots show people smoking, I just always think it's literally just to be cool. Or like, it just is a thing where it's like a once in a wee while type thing.
It's just funny because in that music video specifically, I swear when they discussed what's going to happen in this music video, one of the main through lines was, we're going to have a pack of cigarettes on set and we're just going to keep handing them to Addison Rae, other background actors and like, that's just going to be the aura. The thing, smoking.
Like, if we're really diving deep into this, though, like, okay, so let's say you decide your aura for a music video is smoking. That's more, you're really trying to portray, like, an old Hollywood thing. But then I'm thinking when you were talking about smoking, and now, this isn't a music video, but you can make the whole TV series into a music video. The Idol. One of the biggest things they had on that mood board was... I don't know what exactly you call it. What do you call those really skinny blunts? Lily Rose Depp smoking these...
In the show The Idol?
Yeah, I don't know what you call them, but like these really skinny... And they look like cigarettes, but I think they're
I think it was actually cigarettes. I think there's like these like little like cunty cigarettes. I think they're... What are they called?
But I remember seeing people on Reddit say it's like this one type of... like it's actually weed.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. It could be another type of cigarettes, but that's like another show where like the mood board was like just smoking.
Also, another thing for the mood board of The Idol was if they don't know where to go with the storyline, it'll be a 5 to 10 minutes drawn out scene of Lily Rose Depp masturbating or like doing something weird, torturing herself, but it's supposed to be sexual. Like, remember the first episode where she's like choking herself? You know what I mean? She's like choking herself alone on the couch.
Oh,
and
I
was just like, this show, like I'm obsessed already. Like, cause is there anybody, I don't believe there's anybody out there where that's even a thing. Like that's all just, I don't believe that's a real thing.
Yeah,
most of our listeners are women. So let us know. Maybe we aren't filled in with that. You guys choke yourselves all the time in the privacy of your living rooms when no one's there. And it's really erotic.
I mean, did someone literally email us? I don't know if they were joking, but they would eat some type of food and they'd love the feeling of choking on it.
Oh,
they could
true.
Have been joking, but I just remember that email and us talking about it on the podcast.
Okay, so who knows? Maybe the Lily Rose Depp scene was realistic.
But I
could see like 80% of the women bro show listeners like choke themselves in their basements now that I think about it.
I'm not judging.
I love it.
If I was a judge of Rotten Tomatoes, I would give The Idol a 100%.
Oh, for
just
sure.
Because it felt so... Like, it felt so all over the place in the best way. And it felt so like how we were talking about smoking cigarettes, just trying to be cool. Like, it felt like trying to be cool in excess, like a whole other level of trying
to
be cool.
It is a cult classic. And I know everyone was hating on it, but we all know in 10 years... That is going to be the aesthetic, the mood board
The
new generation of pop stars. Like when they're 22 in 10 years, like they're going to look back. It's like, what was going on? Like I never watched that show because I wasn't watching HBO back then. And they'll re-find The Idol and it's going to like influence all of the art of an entire generation.
And if like people will watch the idol in 10 years that are like Lily just turned 21 and they'd be like, wait, so this is what people are doing in the 2020s?
And they're like, they were living.
I never did any of the shit in that show. Oh, yeah. Because the show makes it look like, it literally makes it look like it's like the rolling 20, like I just know. Like crazy
Isn't
shit.
The whole thing they're in a cult?
Yeah, so like, I'm just picturing the more like superficial parts of the show, but yeah, there actually was like a plot and stuff.
But let's make some money, girlies. It's time to talk about Kalshi, who's sponsoring this podcast. Do you think you will know who will win the presidential election or how many seats the Democrats or Republicans will win in the House or Senate? Well, there's finally a legal way to bet on the outcome of these elections via a platform called Kalshi.
Kalshi is the first legal exchange where you can bet on any event, including but not limited to elections. Kalshi went to court and won legal approval for election betting for the first time in over 100 years.
Hey! They have markets on who will win the presidential election, who will control the House and Senate, who will win swing states, and more. Kalshi is already being used by hundreds of thousands of people and has facilitated over $1 billion worth of trades. Let's just look at an example. Right now, Trump and Kamala are trading about 50-50 on Kalshi on who will win in Michigan, meaning if you place a bet on either, you will double your money if they end up winning. Who wants to double their money?
Put your money where your mouth is and sign up using our link, kalshi.com/LucasJacob. And the first 500 traders who deposit $100 will get a $20 free credit.
Kalshi.com/LucasJacob. Back to the podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah, but speaking of cults, I almost joined a cult because I saw on HBO, they had this new documentary about Kundalini yoga and how I guess it was all a cult.
I didn't watch it.
And then I was like, LOL, like I went to that.
You did?
Like that is iconic, seeing a cult documentary and being like, I was part of it, LOL. No, but I only went to two classes. But one time I went to a Kundalini yoga class. It was above the now torn down McDonald's on Sunset. It was above the McDonald's.
The underground McDonald's?
Yeah, it's all torn down now. It's... You had to be there. Sunset and Crescent Heights. It's all gone. But above the McDonald's, there was a yoga studio. And it's Kundalini yoga. And I swear I was like 21. And I just
keep thinking when you say Kundalini yoga.
It was basically, it was Kundalini yoga. And I went to the class because I think I heard Russell Brand went. So then I wanted to go.
He's like,
I'm going to admit it.
He's like a QAnon person, so he's really cool.
Yeah, back then, I remember I read his book. He was like the spiritual guy, and I was like, you know what? Like, I need to get on his wavelength. Let's go to Kundalini yoga.
Yeah, let's do it.
But I swear these people who run these things, like they were saying they're so charismatic and they're so like manipulative, like they want everyone, like they somehow lure people into the cult, you know? Not even saying it's a cult. This is all alleged. Don't want to get sued, you know? It was funny because I never had gone, and there was like 50 to 70 people in this class. Like it was a huge yoga room and they pointed me out and I was like, this is creepy. Like, am I the only one who's new this week or something? Cause like,
this is like a big ass yoga class. I was picturing more like 10 people.
Oh yeah. But the girl teaching it was actually really cool. I haven't even seen her in the documentary yet, but the girl who was teaching it just had such a cool vibe. She was like probably 60. And I remember she told us, she was like, just so you guys know, like everything's a scam. She was saying like, if anyone's going to tell you, you can like do something spiritual that seems magical or like, and she was basically just saying like all of life is a scam, which sounds so depressing.
Like, was she even saying like, oh, people say to get rich and that's a scam? Like,
yeah, she
even
was
that
basically
vibe?
Saying like, don't come to this thing like thinking it's going to change your life. Like that's a scam if you view it like that, you know?
By the way, like since when I picture these Los Angeles cults, was one yoga class like $120 or was it actually more like, oh,
I
50?
Swear, like that's a thing. This was a Kundalini yoga class, but I don't recognize the teachers from the documentary. So I feel like the documentary is about a kind of a different facet of it or something, because I swear the one I went to, it was donations only. Like it was very like, it wasn't even like they were trying to lure you in, but maybe it was because it was my first time going. So like, then they try to get you in, you know?
Yeah.
It's the first time they make it seem all normal. But yeah, during the class, she pointed me out and she's like, hey, she's like, you like five rows back. Like, just what's your whole thing? Like, why did you come today? She like, and it was just so awkward.
She picked you out of everyone?
Yeah, and it was just, I felt so uncomfortable, but like, I also felt special because I was like, wait, like, am I going to be the new like guru?
Oh no, that's what I was like, when you first said you got picked out, I was like thinking like, oh, like if it's a cult, I'd be kind of excited because like, oh, so I'm like the new person that's in charge.
And I should have kept going because the documentary is about this girl who went to a Kundalini yoga class and she became the leader of it because the guy said like, okay, like you're just it, like you need to run shit. So he like had her run everything. And I've only watched the first episode, so I don't know what else is going to happen. But like that could have been me if I would have kept going.
So what happened? Like tell us the whole story. I know you never told me this story. Like she picked you out and then what did you say your vibe was?
I think I kind of like froze up. So then she probably was like, okay, he's like not it, you know?
Not confident enough.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just a lot of like breathing techniques. Like the documentary is called Breath of Fire because I think that's the main thing is go like... like over and over, like hyperventilate.
Was it
supposed to like open your third eye or something?
Was it difficult? Because I've only been like 3 yoga classes, but that one yoga class went to like literally 6 years ago at this point. I remember being like, this shit's difficult. Like doing these stretches is actually like fucking painful.
Oh yeah, I swear. If I remember right, this wasn't really about that. It was more about breathing and stuff. Trying to open up your chakras.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it kind of was like a little bit spiritual, opening third eye and shit.
Yeah, you're supposed to just like, yeah, open up all your chakras through breathing. Okay. But it was like you did feel like you were going to pass out because like you're just hyperventilating the whole time. Sort of like Wim Hof breathing. It all coincides together.
Yeah. But breathing is like so interesting because like, yeah, like breathing's like, don't people say like if you're like anxious, have like these other mental illnesses, like breathing could like doing these like breathing exercises that you'd breathe that way if you had like a panic attack, like just doing that every morning. Like what are that? Some people say like that might help.
I swear Andrew Huberman said that like if you get yourself anxious through breathing and then relax, like you get used to that state of anxiety, you get used to your body being in panic so it isn't as scary.
Yeah, I feel like that's more and more a thing because like yeah, because sometimes when I like I think like wait yeah, like a lot of like medical websites like say like yeah this helps.
Oh yeah, you guys, let's just all take a breath together. If you're in control of your breath, you are in control of your life.
It's actually like, it's true though, because like sometimes when I think like, oh, I'm getting stressed, like I, you know how you just get stressed for no fucking reason and it's like, oh, this is so dumb. Like I actually realize my heart's beating faster. And then if you just actually breathe, like it does make you realize like, oh, you just made that shit up.
Yeah, just breathe, girl. Remember when Miley Cyrus was on RuPaul's Drag Race, she said, I think she saw somebody was anxious and she said something about just breathe, like, she said, when you aren't breathing correctly, you aren't being yourself. Which, that's true. Like, come into yourself. You know?
I know.
You know?
Yeah. And it's like, like, yeah. So why do you only go to 2 of those Kundalini classes?
I honestly don't know. This is like in a time where I actually related to people in the documentary because they're all saying, like, we lived in LA. We're just trying to, like, find something to connect to. Like, that was literally me. I went to Transcendental Meditation.
Wait, so how old Kundalini are you? Like,
yoga,
21, 22, 23?
Like, 2021. Yeah, Kundalini yoga, transcendental meditation, crystal cleansing, like crystal cleansings, like that is just the vibe when you move to LA. Then before you know it, you're in a cult. You know?
Shit, yeah.
It's just fun.
I know, like, because all that stuff, the thing about it is that, like, yes, it may, like, I know nothing about this yoga thing. Like, maybe actually people, like, got, like, fucking trapped or something, but like, when I think of, like, crystals and stuff, like, it's one of those, like, I feel like if someone really explains it to me, for the most part, I'm always one of those people where it's like, oh, I'm not like fully into it, but obviously I'm still going to go to the crystal thing and like maybe it'll help me. But like,
oh, yeah.
But it's always, okay, what's like the specific word for that? If I looked at the dictionary, there's probably a word for it. A type of skepticism, but it's not the type of skepticism or this vibe of saying like, oh, fuck this, I don't even want to hear what you have to say. Because I'm always vibe of, I do want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, yeah, but have a little...
I might not apply it to my life, but I do want to hear it.
Yeah, have like a little like detachment from it, but also like try to get into it.
Oh, yeah,
and maybe get entrapped by it. Like, it just is kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that's the vibe. Like, yeah, yes, actually like listening to it and stuff, but keeping yourself a little bit detached from it. So you don't fully, so then you don't wake up one day and it's like, oh, I actually quit everything. Cause like all I do all day is like just breathe or whatever. Like, and that could be cool for some people, but I don't really want that to happen to me.
Oh yeah, for sure. But, it was crazy. Cause I said that Kundalini yoga organization, whatever, they own the tea brand Yogi.
Oh, that's like a big ass
I know,
one.
They were saying like they start so many companies. Like it was sort of saying their whole vibe was saying we're spiritual, but like we're going to make some money. Like it was saying we're going to start businesses. And I think they put like a lot of the members in charge of the businesses. Like their whole thing was like, let's all get rich.
Is it like when I picture this cult, is it like, did they talk about how like the tea's like ethically produced and stuff?
They haven't gotten into that.
So I kind of picture, if it's yoga, I picture it to be the vibe of like, it's sustainable, it's ethical, but maybe it's not.
Okay, they haven't gotten into that yet. But it's weird how it's Halloween week, and this weekend I had a bat fly through my house.
That is weird.
I know. Truly. I was literally just watching TV at 10 o'clock at night with Matthew, and a bat flew between us. Like, all of a sudden, I saw something out of the corner of my eye flapping around. And immediately, I just screamed. And I'm actually proud of myself because we realize this in other situations with both of us. In a bad situation, I feel like I react quickly. My whole vibe is, get the fuck out. So I scream and immediately went out the front door because I was like, I am never going in that house again, ever. And for a while, I actually had that mindset. I was like, I'm getting a hotel tonight. We're going to find a new house. I am never going in that house again. Because we looked back on all of our, like, Ring doorbell footage and stuff whenever we opened the front door. Never saw the bat fly in. So it's like, there's a hole in the walls. Is there a whole nest of bats nesting in the attic? Like, do we have rabies? There's so many questions.
Yeah, like, how do bats even get there? Because you hear these stories of people saying, a bat flew from my basement. And, like, that happened in the family house once years ago. But then it makes me wonder, like, how the fuck did the bat even get there?
I know. I don't get it. And bats are just disgusting. Like, after that, I was looking up bat companies to, like, come to your house and murder all the bats. And they showed photos of bats on these websites. And I was like, Ew. Oh, my God. Like, I cannot sleep tonight. Oh, bats are terrifying.
Like, everyone says spiders are so scary. Snakes are so scary. And those are scary. But bats? That's, like, a whole other thing where it's, like, oh, then, like if a bat was on me right now, like, I would just shoot myself.
I know. I think, honestly, I think it's something when an animal has wings. Because a bat is basically a rat. If I saw a rat in my house, I'd be like, okay, that's disgusting, but whatever, like, move on. But a rat with wings, it's literally, let's drop a nuclear bomb on the whole U.S. That wasn't a threat. I even have the power to do that, drop a nuclear bomb. But also, just want to point out, the place that we're hiring to debat our house, they actually said that they, like, humanely, like, they don't kill them. But, like, I might tell them, like, can you kill them, though?
Their whole vibe
is, like, we're going to be humane, release them.
They're just going to make sure there's no bats in here. Is that, like, the whole thing?
Yeah, but, like, instead if they find a nest, like, they make a one-way exit where, like, they can leave, but they can't come back in. Do you think they just say that to make you feel better and they actually just go and shoot them all?
That's what I was pitching. I was just pitching they knock on your door. Big ass AK-47. You're upstairs and you hear these big bangs and there's all these holes in your wall. They're like, we didn't know what to do. And they have like, they just shot him with the AK-47. It's like, what the fuck?
That would be so annoying. But all of your walls are ruined.
You're like, where would they create this one-way opening?
That's the thing. I don't know. Hopefully there's not even any other bats in this house, but... You were just even looking around. It's like, is there a bat in this room?
I know. I feel like it's one of those things where I had to be there because, like, I obviously get that bats are disgusting, but, like, for some reason, thinking about a bat being in here, like, doesn't trigger me, but I didn't experience
that. If you were there when it flew behind you from the back, it's a whole different vibe.
Yeah, 100%. I believe
that. Oh, yeah, because you guys had a bat in the family house. Like, and weren't you in the kitchen when it flew through?
Yeah, so it came from the basement. I do remember just being like, this shit is gross and scary.
And then our mom said that she was getting coffee from the Keurig, and it was just laying upside down behind the Keurig.
Ew.
And she actually didn't even call a company. She just got a towel and wrapped it around there and released it.
I thought it came from the basement, but it was just in the kitchen.
Well, I guess like that's where she found it to capture it. Because it flew from the basement and just hung out behind the Keurig upside down. But I actually thought...
How do they hang upside down?
I know, that is disgusting. They are demonic. Like, why aren't Christians talking about bats more? I know how they're going. Like, these like really hardcore Christians, they go after all these people and say they're satanic. Why aren't they trying to kill bats? Because if anyone's satanic, it is a bat. They are demonic.
I know. I feel like we need to stop saying like organizations and certain types of people are satanic. We need to start going after wildlife.
I know, literally. And you know bats are running the Illuminati.
Like if I picture the Illuminati, I picture it, yeah, like 30 floors below the surface. And it's like this big bat man saying like, okay, So this is what's next on the agenda. Oh, wait, but then I just said Batman, but when I picture a Batman, I don't picture anything scary. I just picture Robert Pattinson, that's not scary.
Yeah. But but I did have a little inkling of a thought when I saw the bat. I was like, what if it was like a vampire in my basement? Because isn't that the whole thing that they're vampires can turn into bats? Is that the
something
lore?
Something like that. I don't know if I don't know completely, but something along those
lines.
Is
that the lore? Something like that.
Last week, my voice was gone. My voice is back, but...
And it almost is still not fully back,
I know,
though.
That's the thing is like, so we had 3 fun days in Vegas, but it turns out I am honestly just more of a not being crazy type person because then it ruined my whole week. So 3 fun days in Vegas. My voice is gone for 2 days. And I honestly just felt pretty normal. Then my voice being gone turned into so much congestion. I went to CVS. I don't have strep throat. I just have like some...
bug.
Yeah, and it's going through me right now, but... it just makes me think, and I actually have noticed this before. When I go on these brat pouty girl weekends, it turns into ruining a few days. And I know it sounds pathetic saying this, but I just don't know if it's worth it anymore.
Oh my God. You're but done? You're retiring brat girl Jacob?
But I probably will still have a few pouty girl moments, but... I do always regret it in situations like this because now there is a possibility I would have gotten sick even if I wasn't a pouty girl last weekend. But I'm just going to say, since I was a pouty girl, doing all of these illegal substances makes your immune system go down. By illegal substances, I mean drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes.
And that going to buffets.
Yeah, that makes your... Going through what?
Going to buffets.
Yeah, that makes your immune system go down. So I probably was way more likely to get sick.
That's crazy. You actually were sick all last week. Just hacking up things, laying around, eyes always looking like they're watering.
And kind of just feeling like you're in a dream state. It's the worst. Like if you felt like that all day, like I'm praying for you. Because you know so I'm saying I'm sick, but I could still like function. You know, it's not like I'm actually dead. But I hate the feeling of when you're like, have low energy levels, and you feel like you're in a dream. You know it's reality, but it's just one feeling of you're not fully there, and it's a very uncomfortable feeling.
I know, that just sucks, but are you better now, basically?
Yeah, basically, I feel fine. Energy level's good, no sore throat or anything. I just need to get the congestion out. Is there any, like, hacks to just, like, I wish there was a shovel to just scoop all the mucus out. Because there is just a bunch of mucus. I just need to scoop that shit out.
You could do that one thing, the tea kettle thing, where you put it through one nose and it goes through the other.
I was kind of thinking
I've never done that. Does that actually do anything?
I thought that was for, like, allergies, though.
I thought it just got all the snot out. Or you might just have to go in the shower and really blow your nose so hard.
I do that. That does help.
Oh, my gosh. Vegas beat you up. Like, Vegas curve stomped you.
It did, yeah.
Oh, my God. Feel bad?
So yeah, but I do think it's just crazy because I know those people out there. It's just crazy that there's people out there that could do what I did last weekend and do it every single, like, every other day, and they'd be fine. They're, like, meant for that life.
I know.
Meant to be, like, promoters or whatever, but I'm not meant
maybe
for
I
that.
Should get into nightlife because I didn't get sick.
Yeah, maybe you should, like, do some nightlife stuff.
Open a bar? Open a bar underneath the bridge?
Yeah.
Lucas's like, bar.
But you might as well create like a club.
Oh yeah, Lucas's Litz Bar Club.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get into that. But speaking of Halloween, I feel like we haven't really lived our Halloween fantasy this year. Like last year we were going to haunted houses and doing that whole thing. I haven't gone to one haunted house.
We did live the scary fantasy. This was in my notes to talk about, but I'll mention it because you said we haven't done much. But the one scary thing we did was watch Terrifier 3 like 2 weeks ago.
Oh
and
my
that
God.
Shit is actually the most Halloween stuff ever. It didn't scare me in the fact of like, I'm going to have nightmares about it. But if you watch it, it's disgusting.
Yeah, we haven't even watched the first two. This is the third installment in the Terrifier franchise. And this is like the first one that they're really distributing widely, right? Like it's very promoted, bigger budget.
Yeah, the Terrifier 1, which came out in like 2016, I saw, had like a $30,000 budget. And it's like, shit, now it's like a now it's like, I think it grossed like 20 million its first week, and it's like, they're popping off.
Well, I just realized we are the definition of fake horror fans, because we went to Terrifier 3 once it's mainstream on its third. Same with Maxine. We tune in once it's in the theater for Maxine, and then later watch the other ones.
Oh, shit.
What? Okay, no, I'm actually glad I didn't watch the first two Terrifiers, because like Jacob said, it was so gross. Also, we went to a dinner movie theater. Keep that in mind. So we got bone-in chicken wings delivered to the seats. We're eating into a chicken bone and watching this crazy, demented clown saw into people's legs. Like, yeah, it wasn't even scary. It was just disgusting. I'm eating a spicy hamburger, like, into the ground beef my teeth are gnawing into as he's literally, yeah, like, eating someone's arm. So I was like, is this going to train my body to become a cannibal? Like, I know, consciously, I do not want to be a cannibal. But what if the act of eating this good food while watching this gore turns me into a cannibal? You know, and then I have to go to therapy to decannibalize myself.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was so disgusting. The movie started out with people dying. The waitress or waiter or whatever comes out and says, okay, here's your wings, here's your burger. And just like, this is disgusting.
Like, I know. And like, I actually looked away for a lot of the movie because I realized, I don't know when I realized this, probably in the last like 6 years, but it's like, I'm not letting that go into my brain. Like when something so disgusting is happening, I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see him bash someone's head in. Like, this isn't, I don't want that in my mind.
But what I realized was, so with this movie, there was parts where I was like, ooh, like I think some parts I did kind of look away. But these movies, it's like, okay, I'll let it go into my brain, I guess. But the movies where I say, I just don't want this to go in my brain, are the fucked up paranormal movies. Those are ones where I'm like, I just don't know if I'm supposed to see a demon hanging people upside down, because it's like, for some reason, that's like a whole other level of scary to me. Well, I just don't want it to go in my subconscious and have nightmares about it. But this movie was more in a way of like, okay, yes, there could be a serial killer clown that does that, but it just is not as scary to me, like actually scary, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And then after the movie, we went to the bathroom and this other guy was like, did you guys just see Terrifier 3? And we were like, yeah. And he was like, how is that allowed in movie theaters? Like he was traumatized. He looked like he needed a hug.
And he said he watched the other two and he said this one was the most fucked up.
Yeah, and it's not even rated. It's NR. Like, is that, and we were trying to figure out, like, is that a tactic to make it seem so edgy, being like, let's not even get it rated? Or is it actually the Motion Picture Association was like, yeah, we are not giving this a rating because this shouldn't be allowed. This is illegal.
I was like looking it up, and I guess the people that made the movie or distributed it, they didn't want to have it rated, because I guess once it's rated, then it might be like not everyone that wants to watch it won't be able to watch it or something.
Oh, wait, really? But if it's NR, I'm assuming that's 18 plus.
Wait, can a movie be rated worse than R, or no? Is R the worst?
I always thought NR was like even worse.
Not rated, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought like it's so bad it can't even get a rated R. It's like horrible.
Oh yeah, that's what I always thought too. Like I know, I was like, this actually is like the shit that like is probably illegal to watch.
Yeah, because I could have sworn like Showgirls, the movie from the 90s with the girl from Saved by the Bell, I swear that was NR.
That's funny, because nowadays that would just be rated R.
I know that'd be PG-13. Rated like PG-13 for sure. That'd be on Nickelodeon Teen Nick.
Yeah.
Showgirls. Because all this is like, obviously this would be still be rated R today, but it's just like her showing her boobs and grinding on people, right?
Did they show any vag or no?
I don't think there was any vag, which I was very disappointed by.
I know, but I just can't believe, like, why is a movie that just shows boobs rated an R? That's so dumb.
I just feel so bad for that Saved by the Bell girl, because people always say it ruined her career because everyone thought, oh my God, what a whore. But it's like, girl, like, she's living.
I know.
And then I also saw a thing recently, Nicole Kidman. Like, now it's just normal for that type of thing, because Nicole Kidman, a huge movie star, she said that her movie that's coming out early next year, like, she got orgasm burnout while filming it.
wait, she actually was like giving herself pleasure doing it?
I don't know if she actually was having orgasms or faking them, but she said there were times while shooting where she said, I don't want to orgasm anymore. And she said that she actually was orgasming so much that she was, at first it was fun, I'm assuming. She's like, oh my God, yeah, let's kiki. I'm at work orgasming. Yes.
Wait,
legs open. But then it got to the point where she was like, And I could picture this happening where too much of a good thing becomes horrible. And she actually said that this is a direct quote. She said, "Don't come near me. I hate doing this. I don't care if I'm never touched again in my life." Like, you know, you get to that point.
Wait, but I thought acting was faking stuff. Now acting is actually just doing it?
I'm assuming. I feel like they didn't actually have sex, but like, I'm assuming like she kind of just still had orgasms.
Wait,
you know?
So was it more like, was it a scene where she's masturbating? Because if it was a sex scene, like, they were actually having sex? Because how?
I don't know all the details, but can you just picture that happening?
Oh, yeah, I, like, totally get her.
I know, like, you know, she's cast with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and she's like, oh, my God, yes, I got to cheat on my husband and get paid, and no one can be mad because it's my job. And she's loving it, just being like, yeah, hot girl shit. Third day in, she's like, I'm going to quit sex for 3 years because I didn't know I'd have to have this many orgasms with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I know. It probably would just get so annoying.
And what do you even do? Like, I guess that's when the acting comes in. You have to start acting.
Yeah, well, I guess, like, I want to know the full story because I wonder if, like, the directors and stuff are like, oh, like, we didn't actually want you to orgasm, but like, you actually are doing it.
Imagine the directors are actually, like, disgusted. They're like, ew, like, this isn't, like, Pornhub. Girls is not Pornhub.
Because that'd be funny being, like, you're an actor and they said, okay, so this is the scene where you're masturbating and then you actually start doing it. But I thought the whole vibe was, like, it's acting. I didn't know it was, like, actually, like, hey, you're gonna start doing it. But yeah, we'll have to see what's the.
I know, I'm just so excited for this movie now.
I know, I am too. It seems like she's like really like, like walking.
Like, I know, she's actress. She's a model. She's just hot. Like, she's a mom. She's a wife. Like, she does it all.
I know, like, it just seems like she's everywhere nowadays.
I know, she's even like, isn't she like the Balenciaga person?
Yeah.
Like, just walking the runway.
And then like, she has so many movies coming out.
She used to release a pop album. That's the one thing that she's not hasn't done yet.
Yeah, but I feel like her Ash Jillian's sister is doing that for her.
Oh, that's true. They're sisters, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Only one family from Australia would get famous. I'm guessing. Another scary thing that's happening this Halloween week, the McDonald's E. coli outbreak. If you've ate a quarter pounder in the last month, go to the doctor.
I don't think I have. Have you?
No. Wait. When did we go to Mall of America? Because during that road trip, I ate a quarter pounder.
Oh. That was more than a month ago.
Yeah, so that happened. There's some weird stuff going on with food. So that happened. And then I saw an article of 46 people were hospitalized after eating a meal that their coworker cooked. You know that coworker has to switch jobs, right?
What was in the food, like undercooked?
They said it was a noodle dish, some sort of casserole, chicken noodle soup, they're trying to do a penne bolognese moment that went south.
That's why you can't be eating like homemade food from other people.
I know, but like if I had like a job with a bunch of coworkers, I would not be eating. When someone was like, oh, I made this dish, it's like, okay, I'm not going to eat it. I'll just pretend I was vegan or something. So I'm like, I'm not eating your gross shit that you're trying to feed to us because no one in your family wants it.
And it is a thing where it's like, you probably are bringing it to be nice. And like, you're not trying to poison us, but like, do you have a thermometer?
No, it's like, can you learn how to cook? Learn how to thoroughly cook the meat.
Because I feel like a lot of people are this vibe. They're making ground beef and then the vibe of, okay, it's been 5 minutes. Okay, let's put it inside the skillet dish. Let's put it inside the casserole dish. But it's like, oh, no, it's done.
Yeah, I feel so bad for them, though, because, like, they could say sorry so many times, but it just would, at a certain point, it wouldn't work anymore. Because after the 46th person who goes to the hospital because of your food, you can't just keep saying sorry. Like, I feel like I'd have to get checked into, like, a mental institution.
Wait, did anyone die? Someone died. I actually feel bad for this.
No, they all just got hospitalized. When do you ever have to go to the hospital for food sickness? Were these people just being dramatic? Was it a little bit of a diarrhea moment at work and they all like, let's go to the hospital? Like, why are, you know what I mean? How bad was this?
I mean, so this must have actually been like, they need to like be chinkalized.
That sounds horrible.
What if this was it? You brought a dish and it gave everyone severe mental illness. I'm talking about, they start imagining things, everyone shows up to work the next day. Okay, like, someone's following me, and then, like, the next week, everyone's 51-50 inside the mental asylum.
Like, and they trace it back to your food.
I would be a thing where it's like, I don't know what I did. I just made spaghetti casserole.
Yeah, but like the thing is, I'm fine and I ate it. So I don't know what that says, but this is the recipe I make all
but
the time.
But wouldn't they probably blame you and lock you up? Because it's like, do you like know something that we don't?
Yeah, I feel like you would get investigated by the FBI because they'd be like, we need to figure out whatever ingredients you're using so we can use it in the military on our opponents.
Yeah, make them go insane.
Yeah. But what would you even do if you were this person? Say you just made something that you thought, like you made a chili and you were like, you know what? Like I'm just going to bring this for all my coworkers. Like, why not? Then they all 46 of them go to the hospital because of it. Like, what do you do? Like, I'm not kidding. I think I might move states because I just wouldn't be able to show my face again because I don't want that to be the only thing people associate me with. Because you know what? That job, that's all anyone will ever think of you as, is the chilly person who ruined all of our lives.
I would have to switch jobs, I think.
Yeah, you would. They might just fire you, right?
Oh, wait, that's true. Maybe they would. I don't know.
Because you literally like took the workforce out of the job.
Then it would be a thing where like, like, yeah, so out of those 40 people, I feel like most of them would understand it after a while. Be like, oh, you didn't mean to do that. But there would be like one or two people that would be like, do you have like a personal vendetta against all of us?
And you know,
like,
there'd be one person out of the 46 who would even a year later say, you know what? I'm still having stomach pain. And like they would bring it to this whole level, acting like it ruined their life.
I didn't think about that. If this happened to me, I would actually have so much anxiety because I would think that like one of them would try to like sue me for everything.
I know for sure. Sue you for everything you've got. Yeah, all over that noodle dish. Just bad.
Where did you hear about this?
Just somewhere scrolling online. I saw 46, and it showed a photo of an ambulance. I don't know if it was just a stock photo, but I just pictured an ambulance showing up to the work and having to wheel everyone out.
I know that is a good point. They're like, what type of food sickness was this? Well, people had to be hospitalized. Like, that's like some tough stuff.
Yeah, I know it was a mistake, though, so I'm just on the person's side who made the food. Like, I'm with you. Keep going.
I feel like it depends what the food was. If it was, like, spaghetti casserole, I'm fine with that. But if you were making, you know, like, those more fucked up dishes, like corn mac and cheese, I like that. But if you were making that, then I kind of am against you. Because it's, like, you were, like, really trying to, like, I do it.
I can picture it's like some girl named Kelsey and like she's trying to make like salmon sashimi noodles. And like she's like, yeah, I just get like regular salmon from Walmart, but like I freeze it for long enough that the bacteria goes away. Then we can all eat it raw. And like she just completely did it wrong.
Pokey nachos.
I know, you know, she was trying to make pokey nachos.
That would be, yeah. Like, if someone bought pokey nachos and I had like a corporate job, I probably wouldn't eat it because you know it would be like, okay, it's not technically sushi grade, but I know how to make it sushi grade at home.
Well, have a good Halloween, everyone.
Don't be too spooky.
Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.